Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Time now for your thoughts. A correction from listener John Woolley, who hears us in Palo Alto on San Francisco station KQED. Our story about the 1872 Hard Rock Mining Law mentioned Brigham Young's arrest for polygamy. We goofed when we said that he had 103 wives. He probably had no more than 55. Our feature on dandelions had a lot of listeners praising the flower's power as health food. Podcast listener Sue Siphon writes, "My parents and I are immigrants from Southeast Asia, and eating wild plants, including dandelions, is a way of life. Is there a health risk to eating dandelion buds?" We checked it out. The USDA says dandelions are indeed vitamin and mineral rich, and it's okay to eat the buds. Just look out for pesticides. Finally, feedback from New Hampshire Public Radio listener Derek Teer to our interview with poet Campbell McGrath. McGrath imagined the experiences of George Shannon, who strayed from Lewis and Clark's expedition and came across
great herds of the buffalo all around me. Buffalo, 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 buffalo.
Mr. Teer wrote,
"Love your show, which we listen to in New Hampshire, but last night's buffalo feature caused some insomnia in our house. The piece on Shannon was extremely interesting, but you should never have let that self-styled poet just keep repeating the same three-syllable word ad infinitum. That was sheer lunacy. Lunacy, 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 lunacy."
Okay. Lunacy, polygamy, or edible greenery, whatever your thoughts, we'd like to hear them. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Or call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Just ahead, the hunt for giant pythons in Florida's Everglades. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.